Right, let's get some reaction here for a big win for Rotherham United, Steve. A terrific 3 points against Fulham. What did you make of your side's performance today?
I'll talk to you a bit on that sake. I think, firstly, Rob, we'd like to pass our condolences to the family of John Ferns and who died in Miller here a couple of weeks ago. So we send our condolences, and knowing, I don't know John, but I can assume being in Miller, he's probably been above the stadium in that last 30 seconds.
Yep, here. Certainly echo those sentiments there, Steve. So let's talk about the win then. This seemed like a crucial victory today.
Well, I think one of my staff described it as this is like a playoff game today. This is like the first leg of the playoffs against Preston, where our fans are really hoping for a result. They're not sure they're going to get one because we've let them down a couple of times in recent weeks. But I picked a team that I thought would be full of energy after looking at training yesterday and looking at it on Saturday. And listen, you get smashed when you get it wrong, and I just said to my staff, we got it right today. And you get it right when you win, of course, but we got it right because all barring every few minutes, I think the performance was outstanding. We've dominated. I think we should have a penalty late on. Wardy should perhaps score late on. Matt should score. It's a super save. And if it had been anything else, it would have been a travesty. But it was a travesty here a few weeks ago. So we have to put up with things like that. But overall, we needed to go and win a big match, and we've done it.
Yeah, I mean, it could have easily been more than 1-0 today, couldn't it? You've had a lot of chances to make it more than 1-0. But at the end of the day, when you get to this stage of the season, it doesn't matter how it comes, does it? It's just about getting the points.
Well, one or two press guys behind the scenes came in before the game and told me there's people questioning what kind of side Dax picked.
A side that, what's that again?
Yeah, talking about the Millers. You know, what kind of side that's Evans picked? Well, Evans has picked a side that's beat Brighton 1-0 and gives us a chance of staying in the Championship. But, you know, they're probably people that want to knock us from pillar to post. Are they true Millers? No. The true Millers were here today. And I just commented to my staff, the atmosphere in the last 10-15 minutes when they knew we needed them. It was like Preston, it was like Wembley, they were there. So, you know, like, we've done nothing today. We go to, does it get any easier? We go to Middlesbrough next Saturday. So it can all turn on an afternoon, it can all turn on a Tuesday or Wednesday night. So, but we're freshening the boys up like we tried to do over the weekend. We'll change it around because I'm going to have to fresh legs in there again. And there was almost one or two other changes today, but one or two big game players who normally produce in big games for us got the nod because of that, and I have to say they produced.
So there were people knocking your team selection today, were they, Steve?
Yeah, not inside the football club. I think your chairman was, what I told him I was going to go this morning, had a little bit of excitement. I was freshening it up. I was bringing a young 18-year-old centre-half in who's been nothing short of outstanding. I was leaving one or two out that, no, not just on performances, but on what we wanted to achieve today. But there's always going to be knockers. You know, there's if you support Rotherham, there's 9,500 managers in here today, and you can't please them all. You can only please them if you win, but our fans have just been sublime. The atmosphere in the second half at Birmingham, almost as I say it, and I've had some special nights here and some special days with the Millers, but the atmosphere in the second half at Birmingham almost gave me goosebumps. Is that the right word? Mm. And it did it today. I said to the staff, we 5 minutes to go, we've got to hang on for this lot, listen to them. And you've seen what it meant to them as well. It's massive.
Was that second half at Birmingham significant at all, do you think, Steve? Because you could have come out in that second half, and if it had gone badly, could have gone that way. But the fact that you came out, played the way that you did, deserved something from that game. Did that sort of follow on, do you think, into this performance today, that attitude that you showed maybe in the second half?
Yeah, the players knew how unhappy I was at half-time at Birmingham. You know, that's almost the team to a man all bar one that went to Huddersfield and went doing handstands. And to turn up and represent Rotherham United, you know, a lack of effort, basically, in the first half. And that's a shame when you say that as a manager. But you know what they did? You look for a reaction when you point some fingers. And some certain individuals gave us a reaction, and we know we should have got something out of the game. But I'll say this to every Millers fan driving home or sitting at home, is that we'll win games, we'll lose games. But the one thing that they can pride themselves when I head it up is that they'll have to play to beat us. They'll have to try to beat us. And we've got a real cause here under our chairman, and we're proud to play a part of it. And I think everyone here in the dressing room was proud and pleased for our supporters that we that we make the weekend, because we've let them down on recent things. We're not oblivion to it.
You mentioned Rawson, who was terrific and had that great block in the second half. I also wanted to ask you about Jack Hunt, because I think every time I've seen him, Steve, he just offers that a bit of class out there on the right-hand side.
Well, Jack Hunt is a Premiership fullback for me, and he's playing in the Championship. But and he had options to, even after his first initial part of his loan, he had options to Binners and go somewhere else. But he told me if he come and we looked after him and he enjoyed it and he wanted to play for the manager and the staff and the supporters, and he would do it. And I think he's done that. And you're right, you've got the opposite extreme when you've got young Ross in there, who's done nothing wrong at Huddersfield, probably the best player for me. He went down to Forest, was excellent. We left him out for Craig Morgan, and you know, he was fully understanding that this is part of his development. He'll play in the Premier League. I've got absolutely no doubts he'll play in the Premier League. And probably because his parent club is Derby County, we'd hope it's them. But whatever it is, he'll play at the top level. He's learning. He's the right type to learn. He takes advice on board. But I thought the person with him today, Kip Broadfoot, there's somebody who's had bad press, isn't he? And, you know, for the last 3 weeks, we might not win points, but he's been a top performer. And I thought today, all bar when he thinks he's a wee player at times and he gives it away silly, I think he's won lots of headers in both boxes, he's won lots of tackles, and the big fella won't be moving around so swiftly tomorrow because he's given everything for the cause, as they all did. I've got every player in there very tired, and that's the way they should be.
Just had a fan on, a Rotherham fan, who made a very good point, I think, is that the Rotherham supporters saw this club win back-to-back promotions under Ronnie Moore and then surviving the Championship, but he pointed out that, you know, 10 or 15 years ago when that happened, there weren't clubs with these huge parachute payments. They weren't coming down with £60 to £70 million in the pocket, Steve, and it may be an even big achievement this time around to stay in the Championship, given who you are competing with. You know, Brighton, you've beaten today, we're expecting to be up at the top end. There's Fulham below you in the table now, and Wigan as well.
There's some real examples of that. You know, we couldn't train properly over the weekend. We were dominated in terms of times. We had to bring the boys in at 9 o'clock in the morning rather than at a leisurely time where they come in and look forward to training, because our training ground had other things on it. It had a fete one day and it had a ladies match yesterday, so we'd come in the morning. Brighton Hove Albion training at the £30 million facility and got on an aeroplane and come to Doncaster privately, stay over and then play us. Now, that's not a loan to Brighton. They're a special club with a special person. We'll never be that club because we may be in the Premier League, but we'll never be that before that. We don't have the resources to do things like that, but the resources that we do have, and you know, are very welcome to me as a manager. And you know, despite what others do, we have to believe that we do things our way.
It is 7 points. Millwall didn't play today, so they've got a game in hand now. But do you think maybe one or two more wins now, Steve? Is that sort of the target, do you think? I mean, you want to win every game, but do you think that'll do it?
Well, I think there's a big 10 days of football coming for everyone. I think no one in the country will give us a chance at Middlesbrough. Probably not even Middlesbrough. But as you know, then we're going to have to get down to play Fulham, who play twice. They play Fulham, have to go to Charlton and play tomorrow night. Then they host Fulham on Friday. And then Millwall host Wigan Hall before we've played, because we don't go down there to Fulham to the Wednesday. So it's a big 10 days of football. We can't affect one iota of what happens in those games or at those clubs. All we can do is either watch them live or sit at home and maybe hope that something goes for us. But I said at the start of the season, if we were going to earn the right to be in the Championship, we had to earn it ourselves. And we know how tough it is. We should be over the line, and I know we're flip-flops on by now, but we know there because of some errors, and we all take responsibility for that, no more so than me, than I'm the manager.
Clean sheet's big today, isn't it? I bet you wanted one of those.
Well, I had one or two people knock Martinez. He made one mistake against Birmingham City. He was outstanding apart from that. He was outstanding here in his debut against Wednesday. You've seen him many times. He's a young man again. That'll be the Arsenal number one in a year or so time, whatever it is. And I think today they actually stopped throwing crosses in. They stopped throwing crosses in because Houghton was shouting to play it square and to keep the ball, don't throw them in, because Big Emmy was just coming and taking everything. And when it got through to him, apart from one little slippage on his hands, everything was meticulous. But, you know, he proves nothing to the Rotherham fans. The Rotherham fans are watching on the telly for years to come.
Final point, you've got a tough balancing act. You can only have so many loans in the squad. Are there any injury issues, though, with Wilson and Salmon, or is it just the loan situation?
No, absolutely not. I wanted to get Danny Ward onto my bench. It doesn't affect the loan situation. The five loans I wanted to play, it was a big close call today between Ben Pringle and what's his name?
Hamill.
I forgot his name. He's not played for so long. But Adam Hamill was scintillating, scintillating in training the last 2 days. He needs to be scintillating more than 2 days to get in, but it was, you know, I went to bed last night with Adam Hamill in the team, and I told my chairman at 11 o'clock this morning, Ben was on the bench and Adam was playing, and I just thought of who produces in big, big games for the Millers, and that young man Ben Pringle done a job today where he, second half, he had to have a real professional approach to his game, and it wasn't just about putting crosses in the opposition box, and he done it. But all our players in the squad will get opportunities to play, you know, all the lone players. Laurie's played a couple, Connor's played a lot of them. They'll be back and involved. Is it the weekend? Well, we'll see how everybody looks. The team I'll pick at Middlesbrough, genuinely, Rob, will be the team that looks fresh on Thursday, Friday. I'm going for freshness. I'm going for people that's got a real hunger. Lee Fricklington was an absolute bitch yesterday. He was in bits because he put so much in the second half. He was very honest. He come and told us that, and we used that as an example in our pre-match talk. If people are feeling things, come and tell us. It just lets pick it based on if you represent Rotherham United on the pitch, the minimum you've got to give is a shift, because we know how hard our supporters work. I talk to them every day. I live in the town, so I know what it means.